I want to call the regular monthly meeting of the Orange County Veterans Advisory Council to order.
I would like to have Mr. Mario Munoz please lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
Put your right hand over your heart. Ready? Begin.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you.
Okay. Oh, well, is there a water over there? Oh, it's right in front of me. Shall we go ahead and say, okay, Mr. Derrick? Yeah, it's on you. Roll call.
On me. Sorry.
No, you're fine.
Speaker. Jeez.
No, fine.
All right. Mr. Carl David.
He's excused. He's got a.
Oh, right.
He wrote in. He's got a meeting. He's at. He's at. It's just two of them. He's at. Okay.
Right. Mr. Dwayne.
Present.
Mr. Hahn.
Present.
Mr. Lumber, Mr. McDonald,
yeah,
Mr. Munoz,
here,
Mr. Rapp.
Mr. Rapp's in a meeting.
All right.
Okay, and I believe Richard sent a note in saying he was going to be absent.
Exactly.
Okay, so those gentlemen are excused.
All right. And Mr. Sapna,
here.
So
Mr.
we have
Chairman,
a quorum.
We have a quorum.
Yep, we have a quorum. Thank you. Good again. Okay, I believe we have a guest speaker today.
Our guest speaker canceled at the very last minute. Something came up, emergency, so he'll be rescheduled for next month's meeting.
Okay. All right. Thank you very kindly. All right, public comments. The agenda contains a brief description of each item to be considered, except as provided by law. No action shall be taken on any item not appearing in the agenda. To speak on an item, complete a speaker's request form over here and deposit it in a box on the chairman's desk. To speak on a matter not appearing on the agenda but under the jurisdiction of the Orange County Veterans Advisory Council, you may do so during public comments. Speaker request forms must be deposited over there. Okay. When addressing the council, it is requested that you state your name for the record, address the council as a whole through the chairman. Comments to individual members of the staff are not permitted. Speakers are limited to 3 minutes. All right. Okay. First up will be Mr. Bernie Click, is it? Okay. Bernie.
Good morning.
Good morning.
The reason why my business partner and I, Bill Stroud and Bernie Click, we're with United Healthcare, and we wanted to come and become a resource for our fellow veterans, Bill and I are both veterans, and we wanted to let them know that there's other alternative forms of healthcare at a $0 out-of-pocket cost to them, other than, you know, VA and TRICARE if they're retired. So we just wanted to let a lot of people know that, and a lot of our fellow veterans don't know that, so we just want to become a resource. So we'd like to become a vendor at some of the events, some of the upcoming events, if we can get like a schedule or, you know, pre-planned for it. So
all right, sir.
That's it. Yes.
Cards?
Yes, we have a business card we'll hand out, you know, afterwards if you'd like to, you know, if you want. Okay. Thank you.
And the other point, also as a point, it should be up on our website. With us getting ready to have Veterans Day, we'll have that information.
Sure, yeah,
okay?
We love that.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right, next individual up is Christopher Aguilar.
Good morning, Honorable Chairperson, Council members. My name is Chris. I assist Senator Brooke Silva with veterans in her district, and the purpose of my comment today is to let the council be aware that AB 368 has received the governor's signature, and that, to quote from here, Assemblywoman Silva wrote the bill that tasks CalVet, the state Veterans Affairs Department, with evaluating two sites, one within the Great Park that had been planned for a golf course, and one on the northern edge that contains the remains of Bill buildings and runways from the former El Toro Marine Air Base. So it's received the governor's signature, which is a good thing, and now it's going to be up to two studies, and then after that, depending on what happens in Irvine, the processes of our representative democracy will continue. And so, that being said, we appreciate everything that the council does for veterans, and Assemblywoman Crisilva did all that she could do to help this cemetery become a reality, and she supports veterans. And so I have this press release and the bill text, and that's my comment for today.
Thank you.
May I give it to... Thank
yeah.
you.
Thank you. All right, next up is Mr. Gutierrez and Ann Victor.
Ann Victor.
Okay.
And Orlando Gutierrez.
Okay, good now. Orlando, okay.
Thank you.
I couldn't get
Chairperson and council members. I'm Orlando Gutierrez. I'm the marketing director of Los Alamitos Race Course. This Veterans Day, for the first time at Los Alamitos Race Course, we're going to have an event to honor our veterans for the night at the races. And just wanted to come out here to invite everyone to come out and join us for this special night. And also, we're looking for a little bit of help in reaching out to the community, spreading the word of this special event. And also, looking forward to invite any support or resource agencies that may be available to come out and set up maybe a special booth that can help our veterans. Again, as a resource in providing support. We have a lot of family activities that we're going to be doing, family fun activities, and also some special events, again, to honor our veterans. So I have some flyers here. I have my card here, and Anne and myself will be sticking around to talk to anyone that might lend a hand and continue to spread the event. It's our first one ever, and we want to make it an annual event. Thank you, Mr.
And what date is that?
It's going to be on, actually, yeah, thank you, Saturday, November 9th.
Okay.
Los Alamitos Race.
Okay. Oh, so we'll talk to you after public
thank
comments,
you so
all right? Thank
bye
you.
Bye.
Okay. That'll be on your thing. Mr. Alexander Gonzalez. Oh, there you go. Yeah.
Good morning, Chairperson and Council. I have some announcements to make. American Legion Post 133 has asked me to help spread the word about their 100-year celebration this weekend, which will begin at 10 a.m. and then continue until 3 p.m. So all are invited to attend. Second for us is we are proud to announce that we are going to be hosting our second Service Academy information session. For those interested in joining the service academies. So there will be representatives from all the service academies, and we'll be conducting a briefing about the nomination process, and that's on October 10th from 5 to 6 at Heroes Hall. If you're interested in serving on the nominations panel, and it's also for the public, please feel free to reach out to me. We'd love to have you. Congressman Ruto is proud to sign on to H.R. 3516, the Fair Housing Act, which grants a protective status for veterans. So I wanted to make that announcement. We just signed on to that bill. And finally, our office is planning on hosting a veterans resource fair. We have not selected a date or venue yet. This is still very much in the early planning phases, but we are looking to solicit those that are interested in attending, whether as a vendor or as an organization that wants to provide a service. I will have more details for you later, so please come feel free to visit me after. I'll give you my business card and we can stay in touch. So that's it. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Anyone else for public comments? Hearing none and seeing none, the public comments portion is closed. Okay, item number 6, Executive Committee Report. We have sent information out to each one of the members to ask for an update for Veterans Day to see which event
that they will be attending. So hopefully at the next meeting we will be able to highlight and let you know which district our representatives will be at and which veterans event they'll go to. Hopefully we'll get a chance to go to one or two, but we will out there. That way you'll know what area and what district. So that's one of the things that we sent out. All right. And that's all I have right now for that. But I just wanted to give you a heads up we're doing that. I've spoke to Carl, and we're working on making sure that information gets out to all of us and all the events they're going to have for Veterans Day. And if you have any information for Veterans Day, please send it up to our communications and events guy. All right, so we can put it up on the calendar, not only for us, but CalVet up in Sacramento has also asked us to get a list, so they're going to have a list statewide of all the veterans events that are going on in the state of California. Okay, and that's all I have for that. Next up is, and he's not here, so we will pass on the Orange County Veterans Military Family Collaborative Meeting. Mr. Eddie Falcon is not here, so we will go with Eric. Okay, Eric.
All right. So, just some stats on the Veterans Service Office. Total number of veterans served, 1,346, with 23 of those being obtained that are outstationed, three outstations at Los Alamitos, Saddleback College, and Laguna Hills. We processed 311 college fee waivers for the month of August, and our staff here at OCCS has conducted 10 outreach events with 311 veteran contacts, which was pretty good. DMV information still the same, 332 processed via DMV verifications for veterans designation. We are expecting those numbers to continue to climb and go up. We have reduced our wait times by 3 minutes. It's now 85 minutes. Again, a lot of our wait times are due to the influx of driver's license, college waivers, and as well as sophistication of new claims coming in and appeals management changes that took place recently.
Did all our members get one of those?
They're on the table.
Oh.
Okay.
Well, I can grab some.
Well, that's right. We'll get them when we walk out.
It may be.
Beg your pardon?
No. Not in there.
No.
We can grab some.
All right. Well, that's right. Just want to make sure we can pick one up. Okay. Thank you. All right. Moving right along, Mr. Kevin Alexander on the Orange County for Vets update.
All right. So, new veteran contacts this month. You have 64 new veteran contacts within OC for Vets. Outside of the new contacts, I made an official job offer to the new behavioral health clinician last week. So I would expect, and I don't have an official start date yet, but I'd anticipate that probably be brought in sometime in October. Outside of that, within our Working Wardrobes partnership, we actually were able to obtain a vehicle for active outreach, so we can support veterans out in the community getting to the events that they need to get to for behavioral health issues, housing, connecting to VA resources, whatever it is they might need to get connected to if they don't have the resources to get there. We now have a new resource to support that.
Wow.
That's pretty much it. It's new with us.
So it's a brand new van, right?
It's actually a brand new Subaru.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
Showing the love, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
McKenna Autos was super generous with Working Wardrobes and very supportive in getting us into a vehicle that met the contract obligations, but still it was consistent with the limits of the contract. It's fantastic for our veterans. Anyone with any physical disabilities, it's just the perfect size for an easy transition and transfer from wheelchairs into vehicles. plenty of room in the vehicles for wheelchairs and crutches or whatever we may need to throw in the back. And it's got all the bells and whistles. Super nice.
Any questions? Okay, very good. Thank you. Good to know. On the road again, right?
Yep.
All right, and I don't see Mr. Ben Gales here, so we'll move on to item number 11, and he's not here. Wait a minute. Hold on a second.
He did have some.
Yeah, I'm trying to find. I know he sent it to me.
Can I get it?
He sent it to all of us. You got it?
Yeah.
Okay. Why don't you do me a favor? Why don't you go ahead and read it, and then you continue right on into your events report. I thought I had it. I made a copy of it. I'm not that bad. Yeah, I am that bad.
So what Carl says is...
Okay, very good. Very good. Very good. Somebody help me out. Somebody bail me out.
I have nothing to report for the collaborative and only a short report for communications. Here we go. Thanks to all for submitting event reports. Wants to express his appreciation to Pacific Symphony for an outstanding concert honoring heroes at OC Fairgrounds. The Tour of Heroes Hall was outstanding. The board members he spoke with are committed to the event every year and are looking for Gary Sinise and Lieutenant Dan Band next year. He's especially proud that OCVAC was well represented in attendance with 34 seats in a great location. The entire executive committee, Chairman Bobby, Vice Chairman Greg, and Communications Chairman Tim, as well as Events Chairman, same guy. Oh no, I'm sorry, David. And Dale and Rich were all treated to VIP reception at Heroes Hall before the event. The group also included an Iraqi War Army vet who is a sergeant on the Cypress Peak Police Force, and two current California National Guard officers and a surviving spouse of a Korean War veteran. The concert was uplifting and inspirational and a true tribute to those who served and are serving our great country. God bless America. Carl David.
Any comments on the report? Okay. Mr. Hahn, David.
Good morning, Mr. Chair. Councilmember David already covered the concert on the 8th at the Pacific Symphony and the Orange County Fairgrounds and Heroes Hall, which was very, very nice, very, very nice. So today is also the 72nd birthday of the Air Force, so happy birthday, Air Force members. There are actually a lot of events on the schedule for the remainder of this month, so I'm not going to cover all of them. Have we been able to fix posting them to the...
Try to rearrange that format a little bit.
Okay. All right, so we have a lot of events going on this month, for the remainder of this month and going into next month. I need to update all the events for November because of Veterans Day and Veterans Day weekend. So I'll get that done, and I'll get it sent out to all the members so that we can provide you with a list of the activities and events that we're going to attend for next month. And that's all I have, sir.
Okay. Any others?
I did have something.
Sure, go ahead, please.
And I just realized since David wasn't talking about the collaborative, the annual Behavioral Health Summit is the 20th of this month.
Yes.
So this Friday.
This Friday, yeah.
So we're hoping to see as many people as we can there. There are still open spots for registration, so feel free to register. They're going to be providing lunch from Stonefire Grill. There's going to be plenty of opportunity for networking and learning. We're going to have presentations on a variety of topics that relate specifically to behavioral health needs of our veteran community and how we can support that.
And that's going to be at the Santiago Canyon College?
Yes.
In Orange.
In Orange, yeah.
Okay. That might be a good event for you to go to, sir. Maybe.
Yeah.
Sir?
Okay, well, moving right along. Council comments. Dale?
I want to thank whoever got the tickets and arranged that for the concert. I ran into an old veteran friend of mine at the American Legion in Newport Beach, when I was there for lunch, and that's who I invited because he never gets a chance to get out. He doesn't have the wherewithal to do those kind of things, and he was very excited. I was. I thought it was a great event. And thank you. Those seats were wonderful. Second is Garden Grove is having a hard time trying to get behind having a veterans event on for Veterans Day within the city, and because they've never had one, and like I've mentioned before, they don't do anything for Memorial Day. The city doesn't do anything for 4th of July, and I brought up to them trying to do something, some kind of commemorative event on Veterans Day, and we're running into some political backlash about who wants to be in charge and who wants to take credit. And it's still in the works, as best as I can say at this point in time. What it's going to be exactly, still kind of up in the air.
What do you need from us? What can we do to help you?
My problem is I was going to do it, and I have some medical issues that have kind of put me at a standstill. I was trying to get the city to support it and fund it, and the nonprofit that was going to be the supporting agency because has backed out. And so I'm looking at somebody else to put their name on the permits as a nonprofit so we can get the permits and all that kind of stuff taken in.
There's a VFW chapter in Garden Grove, isn't there?
No, there's not.
I thought there was.
No.
Oh, wait, they moved to
There's not a VFW, there's not an American Legion.
Yeah, a lot of them are closed up.
Yeah, and that's been the big issue for me trying to get...
No AMVETS?
Yes.
No Viet...
I think there is an AMVETS.
Huh?
Elks Lodge?
The Elks Lodge is my next choice that I'm going to.
Rich is a member of that.
Yes, I've been talking to Rich about...
Yeah, okay.
So, but I got to get...
I know, you got to get a basis. Okay. My thought process now for Veterans Day, it's you're too close to the wire.
It's too late.
Okay.
And that's what I'm afraid of.
But what we might want to do is the next year coming up, how many cemeteries you got in Garden Grove?
I don't know.
Yeah. Maybe we work something out or try to get something and get behind you to find a cemetery there and maybe do a little program during Memorial Day, something to that effect.
I just ran into a lot of frustration.
I get it.
The city didn't want to back it.
Yeah.
And so then it got to be a political issue about who.
Okay. All right. Well, I mean, we want to help. We just got to know what to do.
I know.
Yeah, so.
I'm just letting it be known that been trying.
Oh, no. We get it. We get it. Yeah, especially. Yeah. All right. Okay. But let's talk about it. Right after Veterans Day, let's sit down and see if we can hammer something out. I mean, even after the next one of their next meetings, we can sit down and kind of hammer it out.
Okay.
Come up with a plan. Right. Like I said, we got the Elks, but there's got to be the Vietnam veterans guys who are there. AMVETS has got to be around there. Somebody's we could use to do something or piggyback on. Okay. All right. Thank you. And by the way, to answer your question, the person that got the tickets was Carl David because he was sitting on the committee. So there was three of us on the committee, but Carl was the one that that handled that.
We couldn't have had any better seats.
Well, yeah. We probably
they
could have
been nice.
A little bit closer, a little bit more into the middle, but they were nice. They were nice. Yeah. What, double B?
Yeah.
As I mentioned at last month's meeting, we had a VetNet Ally seminar at Cerritos College where I work my regular job last Friday the 13th. And even though it was Friday the 13th, it didn't scare people off. They still showed up. We had a whole flock of new faculty and staffers trained up. Even a member that actually was here at the meeting last month, he showed up too to get trained. So I made the offer to folks here that you're more than welcome to come to our VetNet Ally seminars. The next one is in March, and as it gets closer to that date, I'll make that announcement. But just before the meeting here, I had a discussion with Renee, and we talked about bringing that program here for other colleges. So I'm not aware of the colleges in Orange County that have VetNet training seminars, but I'm going to reach out through my network and see who in Orange County is in need of that. And hopefully me and my co-chair can either come here or we can invite folks to Cerritos College, whatever the case may be, and get staff and faculty on other college campuses trained up in creating a visible network of allies for student veterans on college campuses. So
Eric,
stay tuned.
Relating to that,
yeah.
You may want to reach out to Outside the Wire US Vets.
Okay.
They have a contract with the county to provide behavioral health support for our veteran students on 7 of the college campuses throughout Orange County.
Okay.
And if you need that contact info, I'll give it to
you. Can you give that to me now?
Yeah.
What was the organization name?
It's Outside the Wire, it's US Vets.
Is that it, Mr.
That's all.
Okay,
sir.
Other than collecting business cards from council members, this is exactly the kind of information that we should be putting out there on the wall, right? Walking in, I saw a veteran reading it. You know, I invited him over to get some chips and water, but you know, obviously he was waiting for his next appointment. So if anybody else has information just like this, you know, I'll make sure I give it to Renee. She okays it, and you can post it up on our wall.
Absolutely.
Very kind, sir.
Nothing, sir.
Nothing. Okay. Let me back up. Come to you. Okay. So you said you were you're finished, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm gonna come back to you. Okay. You're in district. Well, you're in Garden Grove. That's District 1, right?
Yeah.
Okay. That's District 1.
Yeah.
Did someone up in the supervisor's office who's the congressman in that area? That's
Umberg.
Oh, that's the senator. The congressman. Umberg's a senator, but the congressman, is that Lowenthal?
Lowenthal. Yeah.
That's Sweet Lou.
Congressman Gray's got a sliver part of it.
Yeah. Okay.
East side, but most of it in downtown.
Okay, and then you've got part of it too. You've got part of it too. You know, so we might be able to. If you can't get it locally, we might be able to piggyback on what the congresspeople are doing in that area. All right, and then the supervisor. I mean, I'm assuming the supervisor wants to do something during Veterans Day, but again, I don't know. I'm trying to see if you had some political issues with the, I'm assuming the city council, but.
Yeah.
So, there's, as the old saying goes, there's more than one way to skin a cat.
Yep.
Okay, I'm just trying to skin the cat.
All right. Thank you.
Oh, you're more than welcome. I mean, that's what you're on.
I'm
not saying you didn't do anything or didn't think about it. I'm just telling you.
I'm trying to look for ideas to get past some of the.
Okay. I mean, it's kind of, you know, the Veterans Day is probably the biggest one we celebrate. I mean, that's, we've got 130,000 vets in Orange County, and we probably get about 70 or 80,000 of them out doing Veterans Day, whether at Huntington Beach or at Heroes Hall or wherever, all over the county. But we
and
still,
in the city of Garden Grove, like almost 200,000 people, and it's never had an event.
I concur with you, Chairman. I would say that leverage the members of Congress and other elected officials and keep
piggyback.
Kind of a little bit more credence in making it an issue.
Okay.
No, piggyback. You
said, this year is probably too close.
Yeah.
I mentioned this months ago that I was trying to get this together.
Yeah.
And, I guess I didn't know the way of going about doing it.
Yeah.
I didn't think it would be that difficult.
Hey, you know what? We live and we learn. Yeah. Just move forward. But we've got help and support, and these guys are out here.
Okay.
All right. And like I said, if you got issues, that's where we're supposed to be bringing this stuff up to the supervisors. So that's our job. All right. But anyway, we'll make it work. We'll make it work. All right. A couple items. I'm going to. I had an opportunity to be very, very fortunate to speak at the EDD had their JVSG program. Yeah. Hey, do me hold on a second.
JVSG.
Hey, Tack, why don't you do me a favor? Why don't you tell everybody where I was and what I did and how you guys put it on? And we had over 150 people. Stand up and tell everybody what went on. Okay.
Invited Bob to speak at our annual JVSG conference. Basically, it's a time in which we invite a lot of our veteran representatives throughout the state of California that work with DED to a conference about women in
Thank you, because I didn't have all those. I can do CIA and FBI, but when it gets to JVTC and EDD, but they had over 150 people there at the function at the Anaheim Hilton, and it was four veteran representatives for EDD, and basically the topic was for the things that veterans do out in the community and outreach and the partnerships. And so we talked about those kinds of things that we do here in Orange County. I want to thank the people for inviting me and letting me have a microphone for about 5 minutes, 10 minutes, whatever. Yeah, so. But it was pretty neat to have the whole state there to talk about it. While I'm on that subject, I'll give this to you a little later, but on December 13th, we're going to have the third annual Honor Hero Hour event. Yeah, and that'll be at the Orange County One Stop. Okay. Do you want to say something?
Seventh
good.
Annual.
Huh?
Seventh annual.
Oh, okay. Third, seventh, 12th, 14th. Hike. Okay, yeah. But it'll be the seventh annual. Yeah, well, I've been involved with it for four, so okay. I thought it was the third coming up. All right, good enough. But that's on December 13th. What's unique is right there at the One Stop, and we've had a very, very high value of getting veterans jobs. Okay, I mean, I know that in the past the we've gone to hotels and we've gone to different places and we usually have more vendors than we have veterans, but not only do we have a little more veterans at the One Stop with the vendors, but we get a high propensity of those individuals getting a job, and we've been tracking that for the last 7 years. Okay, all right. Let's see, what else? I want to go back and make mention again about the Heroes Hall and the symphony. We had over 4,000 people there, and it was pretty neat because I don't know if the Pacific Symphony made any money, but the bottom line was each veteran was allowed to bring three people. So the place was packed. The Marine Corps comic wasn't bad. It was It was a Marine Corps.
Marine, of course, it was funny.
Yeah, it was a Marine Corps comic that grew up in California and graduated from Harvard, and his job is now to be a comedian. So, so he was pretty cool. I won't tell you what they said because it's the Army birthday. I won't tell you what he said about the Air Force. Okay, yeah. Yeah, I won't tell you what he said about that, but he was pretty good. Yeah, he was pretty good. Let's see. Speaking about that, Navy birthday will be celebrated on October the 11th, on Friday, October 11th, at Heroes Hall. All right. What we have done at Heroes Hall is to make sure that each one of the birthdays will be covered, and we'll have cupcakes or cakes or something like that, and some speakers. All right, so even today we're doing something over at Heroes Hall. So they will be combining the Marine Corps birthday, the Veterans Day program, and the unveiling or dedication of the A4. For most of you that don't know, the A4, what it used to be over at County Seat. Okay, thanks to a group of people and Renee's group to help get it moved over to Heroes Hall. So we're going to have the dedication on that. The birthday and the celebration and all that will be from 11:30 to 1. Okay, that we do it at that time. And
one thing?
Which one are you talking about now? I've got two things going here. We talked about on October the 11th, Heroes Hall is a Friday. And that'll be from 11:30 to 1.
That's okay. The Navy birthday?
That's the Navy birthday. Okay. All right. And then the Marine Corps birthday, Yeah, that's why we're doing it on a Saturday at... Marine Corps birthday is on... we'll be celebrating that on the 9th of November at Heroes Hall, along with the dedication of the A4 being replaced there, and also we'll be celebrating Veterans Day on the 9th that day. So everything at one time, so we won't be, all right, gonna combine it. Okay, so we can get all five people there.
I'm just kidding. Just kidding. Just kidding. Okay. Let's see what else do I have. That's pretty much it.
The time on the ninth.
Beg your pardon?
The time on the ninth.
11:30. Yeah. But what I would do is this. As of right now, it's 11:30. But what I would do is we'll try to get some information out. That'll happen after our next meeting. So I'll have an update on that. Okay, because it may be earlier than that because I haven't found out if they're still going to do the food bank thing. And if that happens, that'll be earlier because we've done that the last several years to kick off Veterans Day. So we're combining all these. I haven't had a chance to get to Ms. Kathy Yetch from OCEA to find out. Yes, sir, Mr.
Again, I'll be in charge of the food for that program.
There you go.
All the food. That comes into that event will come to my house, and I'll distribute it out to each and every one of the veteran chapters, the veteran organizations, whoever needs food. And last year I got almost 13 tons of food delivered to my house. I'll bring in canned goods, dry goods, and I hope for the same this year. Thank you, Bob.
You're more than welcome, Jim. Okay, I'm trying to think if there's anything else. No, I have nothing else to come before the group. Does anybody else have anything to come before the group?
Yeah, one last thing.
Huh?
Yeah, one last thing.
Okay, you have one last thing.
Well, last Thursday, Congressman Luteria came out to the Santa football field and honored several vets from different war eras. And I had the opportunity of representing the post-9/11 veterans. Mr. Guevara was there as well. The Santa Ana High School versus the Lisa McGill game.
You represented who?
The post-9/11 veterans.
You represented who?
Post-9/11 veterans.
You're on the Orange County Veterans Advisory Council.
And the Orange County Veterans Advisory Council.
Thank you.
Priorities.
No. You're varsity now, okay? So
yes, I mean, I am.
Play the game. You're varsity, okay? Well,
yeah,
and a varsity
Santa
coach.
Coach.
Beg your pardon?
Yeah.
I just and because you said Santa Ana, I just want you to know that the at the Black Chamber Banquet, we used the Santa Ana High School Jazz Band to welcome everybody as they came in through the parking lot into the Grove to get registration. So, of course they're great. That's why I use them. Okay. Yeah. All right. Anything else? Anything else to come before the group? I know there's some individuals out here that wanted to talk about some different things, and I'd like to have a little bit more about the racetrack, okay, and get that so we get that information out. And with that being said, meeting's adjourned. Harvard.